No one lived happily ever after, except the person who found the magical mead that turns you into a great poet. As it happens, I have it here. Let's see if it works. Roses are red, violets are blue. Some poems rhyme, but this one doesn't. Never mind. So you see, the Viking legends told of villains who killed innocent people and drove others into the sea. But a lot of people in the islands of Britain said the same thing about the Vikings. In 793 AD, strange and menacing things began to happen. Omens of disaster had shaken the people of northern England all that year. The Northumbrians were Christian in name, but still remembered their pagan past. And people still believed in omens. And that year, there had been many such signs. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle was a sort of diary written by the monks. In 793, they said, "There have been immense flashes of lightning, and fiery dragons were seen flying in the air. A great famine immediately followed these signs, and a little after, there came in the same year raiders from the north, the Vikings." On June 8th, 793, Vikings attacked the church on Lindisfarne Island. The report said the raiders hacked the monks to death or dragged them into the sea and drowned them. They were after the treasures of Lindisfarne's monastery. You see, many rich people had given the monastery silver and gold because they thought that would get them into heaven. On the island were golden crosses. There were silver plates for the bread and golden cups for the wine. There were ivory chests filled with the bones of old saints. I don't think the Vikings would have been too interested in those. When the Vikings left, everything was either destroyed or tucked away in the bottom of their boats. The monks lay dead around their altars. The people of Britain were shocked. All those saints' bones hadn't done Lindisfarne a bit of good. What hope was there for the rest of the country? But were the reports true? Some historians today say the Vikings were thieves, but wouldn't kill unarmed monks. What must those monks have been feeling as the ships came closer? And were the raiders really as bad as the report said? Was it death or just fear that led to the monks' downfall? And how do we know what really happened? I bet you hope it was gory. Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Vikings on the horizon, coming here in their ships. If we don't start running, then we've had our chips. Vikings down in the bay now, big men, ugly and hairy. Time to start and play now. Lord, they're horribly scary. Vikings down on the beach now, in their very long boats. Vikings marching up here now, time to grab our coats.
Where's we at?
Landing's hopelessly gory. We will never be free. How shall we escape thee when you come from the sea? You will certainly kill us when you get to our village. With great fear you fill us when you come here to pillage. With great fear you fill us when you come here to pillage.
Think I'll hide in the church here. Lord, please look after me.
Oh, please.
Hope they never will search here. They're not coming for tea. Now a Viking has found me, shaking like a small bunny. Please don't kill me, I'm harmless. Viking just thinks it's funny. Now he's nicked all the silver.
pinched the gold in our cellars. But he's left me alive, Lord. They're not really bad fellas.
And it's not all that gory. We will never be free.
Never, ever.
How shall we repay thee?
Hey, next time, come for tea.
Have a banana.
You did not mean to kill us.
And a biscuit.
But your pitch you get. Lord, who made thee Viking, make thee mightier yet. Lord, who made thee Viking,
make thee mightier yet.
Tease up, lads.